I put this slide up to show that actually developing proper evidence-based tools for this are a lot more complicated than producing a simple one-page leaflet that we've tended to do in the past, or a few pages in a leaflet with no methodological approach to looking at the literature and making sure it's fully evidence-based. So in developing one of these, you start with a needs assessment. What we did was qualitative research with patients and healthcare professionals to identify the issues that are around when you're making one of these decisions. And there are different perspectives from different participants in the process. We then went and gathered the evidence and did a proper evidence review, such as out there, on all the different aspects of making this decision. You run this through an iterative process where you go backwards and forwards between the management group, the scientific group, and the development team in order to come to a synthesis of what the content of a decision tool is going to look like. And then you go into the actual development stage, where you start with a storyboard, which is the sort of content and how it all links together. And then there are actually three times around this iterative loop. First of all, with just the core team, and then with a sort of group of stakeholders, broader group like the scientific advisory group, and then with patients, and then you evaluate and do field testing. So you go around a loop like this three times before you arrive at the final tool. And that's where you need funding from someone like CRUK, because it's an expensive process.